This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's Kevin Jackson Show. The left ruin everything. Glad you're here. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255, if you want to call the show. What do I mean by the left ruin everything? It's very simple. What did you think of Harvard prior to Barack Obama being a graduate of there? See, I've always thought of Harvard as one of those institutions you strive to get into. You can get into regular colleges, but to get into Harvard was something special. But we learned that Harvard has dumbed itself down, affirmative action, and they let Barack Obama get in. And then they placated. They pretended that he was more than what he was. They changed the rules to let him become the person over law review. That had to be the top student in the past. But no, when Barack Obama did it, all he had to do was just be black and popular or whatever. So he lobbied to become the first black president of law review, and Harvard gladly capitulated. Sure, we're politically correct. We've got social engineering on our mind, and why not help this articulate and clean, dumb crap black dude become the president of law review, which he happily did. Now, we've seen a couple of Obama's writings, and they're nothing spectacular at all. And then he graduates. And I told everybody who would listen, I don't know how many people graduate from Harvard, the president of law review, and only get one job offer. Barack Obama got a job offer from a crook by the name of Tony Resco, who's now in prison. The same guy who helped Obama do a crooked land deal. Barack Obama graduated from Harvard, worked for Resco's company, and he was so bad at it that they decided he would be better off as a community organizer and just stay out of our way. His own employees thought of him as dumb, as lazy. I mean, his peers. But they say he's really smart. And Harvard gladly takes claim. We have another president. Congratulations, Harvard. So I no longer respect a Harvard degree. It wasn't what it was 30, 40, 50 years ago. So what a joke. And what of the Nobel Peace Prize? These people give Barack Obama the Nobel Peace Prize, and he's months into office fighting three wars. I mean, it was a venerable organization, the Nobel Committee, and suddenly they water it down. No, they just, quite frankly, they pee all over it. By giving Barack Obama a Nobel Peace Prize that he clearly didn't deserve. But let's go back to Harvard. So Harvard, again, in one of these moves that leaves you asking yourself, what are you thinking? They decide they're going to honor Chelsea Manning. I don't even remember what Manning's real name was when he was a dude. But this is a guy, look, I'm not going to make a comment on whether he should or should not have given away the secrets. My suspicion is he shouldn't. I look at Edward Snowden very differently than I did when they brought the news story out about him. This is the guy who said, you're violating the rights of citizens, and he was right. Now, I don't know what Manning did. I know he went to military prison in Fort Leavenworth. He served 7 years of a 35-year sentence, commuted by Obama before leaving office because he said he felt justice had been served. And, you know, Harvard decides that they're going to take a convicted criminal who supposedly gave away our secrets to the enemy and then became a transgendered lady, and that's who they're going to make a visiting speaker. I don't know, what was the visiting fellow? I don't get that. So then they get smart because of the fallout. And they say, you know what? We're going to, you know, rescind that order. I mean, rescind that invitation or whatever they call it. But it wasn't because the school decided it was the wrong thing to do. It was because of the heat they took. There was a CIA director, former deputy director and acting director of the CIA. His name is Michael Morrell. And he was due to speak there. No, I'm sorry. He wasn't going to speak there. I believe he was a senior fellow at Harvard, and he resigned over this incident. There was another CIA guy, I can't remember his name. Oh, Mike Pompeo. He was going to speak there, and he canceled immediately. He saw it as a disservice, a disrespect to the CIA, for him to speak at a place where they're going to give an award to a guy who gave away our secrets. Barack Obama pardoned this guy. Folks, this just floors me. It takes me back to all these awards programs where these leftists give themselves awards, and you say, I got to the point where I don't even watch any. I don't watch Miss America. Miss America does not represent me or any other person in America as far as I'm concerned. Look at what happened at the last one. These stars, they give themselves award after award after award. And when they run out of awards, they create a new one. It's like boxing belts. Well, we have the WBC. Oh, no. Now we have the WBA. Oh, now we have the IBF. Oh, wait. We have the WBO. Oh, no. We have the IBC, IBA, IB whatever. There has to be a champion, 15 different champions, because nobody wants to see one real champion anymore. It disturbs me that these guys want to make a champion out of a transsexual who's, I don't know, stole secrets, so certainly gave secrets away, and that's their champion. Are there not enough good people in the world for them to do things with? I don't care if I'm a fellow at Harvard, but I'll tell you this, I'd be a better fellow to Harvard University than Chelsea Manning. I know that for a fact. And I know 500 other people I could name without you putting a gun to my head that also would be. But this is the state that we live in where the left want to take these freaks. I'm not talking about the fact that he's transgender. I don't care about that. I'm talking about the fact that he's a leftist who would sell secrets, have his transsexual surgery or whatever he wants to do, and believe that he's a good citizen of the United States. That's a freak to me. We'll be back. Keep it here.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Jackson Radio Show.
Bless you for the incident. As you've reported, at 8:20 this morning at Parsons Green Tube Station, there was an explosion on a tube train. Police have attended. We now assess that this was a detonation of an improvised explosive device. As you have seen, the reports of 18 injuries, and I understand most of those to be flash burns. The scene currently remains cordoned off, and the investigation continues. In terms of the police response, as you'd expect, well-practiced command structures have come into shape. An operation led and coordinated by the Metropolitan Police, working with our colleagues from British Transport Police and others. The investigation is being led by the Metropolitan Police Counter-Terrorism Command, part of the National Counter-Terrorism Policing Network, and there are many urgent inquiries ongoing now with hundreds of detectives involved, looking at CCTV, forensic work, and speaking to witnesses. This investigation is supported by our colleagues from MI5 and bringing their intelligence expertise to bear on the case. Finally, in terms of the police response, I would emphasise that Londoners particularly can expect to see an enhanced police presence, particularly across the transport system, across the day.
Welcome back, everybody. They have found at least some of these bombers that were involved in the London bombing, And what was funny about this, not funny in a good way, but, you know, interesting, I should say, is how the left were so, you know, Donald Trump's jumping to conclusions about this. He jumped to conclusions about the bombing. You know, we don't know if it's a terror attack and all that. We knew it was a terror attack. But they made reference to some terror attack. I think it was in the Philippines. And they said it turned out not to be a terror attack. Well, congratulations. And it was funny. All these leftists are mad at Trump for jumping to the conclusion and saying it was terror. And maybe he got it wrong this time. But he's right most of the time. But it reminds me of Barack Obama jumping to conclusions. He did many times. He jumped to conclusions on Trayvon Martin. He jumped to conclusions on Michael Brown. But he jumped to conclusions before any of that on Gatesgate. Professor Gates. White cop goes to arrest, you know, to look into a situation where a black dude is seen breaking into Professor Gates' home by his neighbor who was across the street. Because every time I tell this story, people go, well, they had to know what Gates looked like. I go, yeah, because everybody knows what somebody looks like crawling through their neighbor's window. Everybody believes that the person who owns a home gets into his house through the window. Okay, can I continue? Thank you. Yes. So the neighbor does his job in Professor Gates' neighborhood, calls the cops, and says, somebody's breaking into my neighbor's home. And the cop on the beat, happened to be a white dude, he responds, rings the doorbell, does what he does. Gates answers the door, and he says, I'm going to need to see some ID. Gates says, this is my house. He says, sir, it probably is, but it would be good if you could show me ID because somebody saw somebody else entering the home. I need to make sure you're not under duress. Also need to make sure that you are really you. It's to be expected. I would hope you would appreciate that that's my job. And Gates goes, no, it's racist. You don't like me because I'm black. And the cop's going, it has nothing to do with that. It has to do with the fact that my job is to verify that you're indeed the homeowner. And, sir, by the way, if you are the homeowner, this is for your protection. And he's trying to reason his way out of this. But there is no reasoning with a leftist. And the smarter they are, the less reasonable they are. Because you know why? They believe they have power. When I say the smarter they are, I mean the more education they've attained. It doesn't mean they're smart. So Gates is a professor at Harvard. Now, you've heard me talk about Harvard. I talked about it earlier in the broadcast where I said Harvard gave us the most stupid president I've ever seen, and I didn't think anybody could be dumber than Carter, but Barack Obama was. Harvard wanted to make Chelsea Manning a fellow, a teaching, you know, traveling speaker or whatever they call it, a fellow to come in and give speeches to the university. And Chelsea, whatever his name was, Danny Manning, Bruce Manning, whatever it is, was a person who gave away our secrets and then decided, didn't like life as a man, pulled a Caitlin on us, and went to prison. And they say, that's a good fellow. Yeah, like Angela Davis, right? Or, I don't know. Hey, I tell you what, if Michael Brown had survived trying to kill a cop, maybe he could have been a good fellow. This is disturbing. And we allow this stuff to happen with our... And then you could say, Kevin, we weren't silent about this. We didn't have to be. We are silent about it. Harvard self-corrected because their alumni and people said, look, we're not tolerating this. But Harvard is still going to be Harvard. Harvard will revere itself because it now has another president. And anyway, all of this comes on the heels of... The reason why I'm even talking about this stuff is I want to get into the bombing. The Chelsea bombing. You know, they... Donald Trump makes the comment that this is terrorist. And we knew it was terrorist. I mean, I've chronicled recently the number of attacks that there have been by Muslim terrorists in London. It's crazy. Leading up into the 90s and maybe even part of the 2000s, the attacks in London or in the UK were mostly by the IRA. Just go look it up. The Irish Republican Army, you know, planting bombs, car bombs, etc. That's what you heard. I looked in the last 10 years, the last decade, and the majority of the attacks were they were almost exclusively Muslim. That's how long the IRA has almost said, you know what? It doesn't do us any good to attack because, you know, the Muslims are doing such a good job. So that's where we are. Unbelievable. So we get this attack of the London Tube. They call it the Tube. It's a subway system. And flashback to Trump during the campaign and the promises he made outside of not locking up Hillary Clinton. That's the only one that he really didn't keep. He said he was going to be tough on terror. And he has been. And he's attempting to limit the very things that London has suffered from for the last 10 years. And the left fight him. They want these terrorists on our shores. And let me tell you, London, it ain't over. It's just beginning. London, as I said, in the last decade, London hadn't done much. It's been dominated by Muslim terrorists over the last decade. It will escalate beyond belief. I'm going to make a prediction to you guys that London will have more terror attacks in the next year than they will have had in the last 5 years. So Trump wants to end that. But yet again, the world faces more terror by Muslims, and the left want to pretend, oh, Donald Trump, he's jumping to conclusions and all this. We're not jumping to conclusions, folks. This is real. And I believe that I talked about this before, but I think there was an attack in France. I have to look. This is going to escalate. And we need to be looking at this more vigilantly and making sure that it doesn't occur here. And thankfully, it hasn't in a while because we got new leadership.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. KJRadio.com, so you can find out more about us if you want to get on the internet. And you can get the show. A lot of people go, Kevin, can I get the show in this market or that market? You can get the show at KJRadio.com, live streamed on demand anytime you want. And if you want it live, just get on at the time that we broadcast, and it's yours. So be sure to do that. The new cars allow you to just register, you know, hey, I want Kevin Jackson radio show, whatever. You find it, click the button, hit the live stream, boom, you're up and running. And we love that. So there was a story, it came out recently, there, and this has to do with religion and, you know, the Muslims and all this, and they have all these different rules based on what's going on. You know, are they in a time of war, like they have anal jihad, where guys can satisfy one another if there's nobody else around, and they won't be considered gay. Okay, whatever you say. But I would never practice that. Let me just put it that way. And then they have rules that say if you're going against the infidel, then you can lie to them and you can say whatever you want, because it's okay in our religion to lie for the sake of the religion. See, in our religion, in Christianity, and I can't speak for Judaism, but I believe it's probably the same. A lie is a lie. Doesn't matter whether you're telling a lie so that you can move, you know, move on. Like, in other words, yeah, you know, I love your religion, you know, in order to keep my head up about myself, so to speak. And I want to cover that subject in another time, because there was a debate that I had with a friend of mine about, would you renounce God in order to save yourself if, you know, Muslims had you and were going to cut off your head? That was one thing. Then he said, well, what about if it involved your children? You know, one of my sons. What would you say to them? Should they renounce religion? Interesting topic. I'll give you my take on it another time. But all I'm getting at is this. In Islam, they claim that we do not drink in Islam, Kevin. We do not lose our senses about ourselves. You know, and you say, okay, good. They say, we do not practice pornography. We do not fool around on our wives. We are very pious people. We pray multiple times a day, blah, blah, blah. And you go, well, congratulations. All sounds very good. And Sharia law is very, you know, it's by the rules. So are ours, by the way. But they claim that it's really good and it keeps peace and harmony within the Muslim community. So much peace and harmony that, 68.5 million people around the world are in refugee status, mostly from Muslim countries. But it is a good religion. We practice peace and harmony. We are the religion of peace. We love our people, blah, blah, blah. We love all people. We want everyone to be happy. Well, I don't feel that way. It's me personally, but whatever. Okay. So, when they found Osama bin Laden, and they're still going through his stuff, and I heard a CIA officer say, we're about at the end of the usefulness of, you know, these people that we've captured their stuff, and we really need to be gathering more intelligence from people as opposed to killing them. And that's what the doctrine of Barack Obama was to kill them. And I don't think Trump's has changed, but Trump is going to take a whole different tact to the war, because he's going to say, look, we're not expending any resources to your criminals, to your terrorists. You will. It's your responsibility. If they continue disrupting America, then we're not going to do business with you. And that'll be that. So I like his approach better. But in the meantime, go kill a bunch of them while you got troops over there. And, you know, let's get the framework in place for some of this stuff. But I digress. The point of it is, Islam says, you have all these rules we follow. And so Osama bin Laden is supposed to be a very pious person. And I don't know how pious he is, because they found a stash of porn in his cave. Not in his cave, in his house in Pakistan. They said, extensive. Now, he would bring people, women, I'm guessing, maybe little boys, you never know, in for, you know, sexual favors or what have you, while he was at this stash house. That was one of the ways he got caught. But the reason why I'm bringing this up is it was an extensive amount of pornography. It wasn't books on, you know, understanding the world's religions. It wasn't books on, you know, travel. It wasn't things about nature. He wasn't enriching his mind in any way, except he was had this, I don't know how big it is, but, you know, the way that the CIA described it, this huge collection of porn. So, Mr., you know, living, you know, out in the, you know, when he was living in the hills, in the caves, and talking about the religion of Islam and the religion. Look, we got a lot of people that like porn. We Christians do not have to look for people that are suffering from addictions to porn or whatever else. Why do we need you if you're, oh, we pray for 6 times, 5 times a day facing Mecca so we can go back to our stash of porn? Somebody explain this to me. It's bizarre. They want to pretend that their religion is so much better. Look, I've already talked to you about honor killings and, you know, vaginal mutilation and stoning of women and beating of women, the raping of women and children. Fine. If that isn't enough, okay. I'm not going to try to convince you otherwise. But I'm just telling you, don't come at me with your religion as being something special when the guy who's supposed to be one of your most pious, it would be like us finding out that the Pope, I mean Catholics finding out that the Pope's got a stash of porn. That's the way I view this. Mister, when you would see Osama bin Laden, he's got such a conviction for his religion that teaches us right from wrong that, you know, he wants to kill people to say, look, you will be much happier if you give up all your porn and your coffee and your donuts and your, you know, drinking and your smoking and all this. And these guys, Fatah or something like that, before they went and jumped into the planes to go down in the World Trade Center, do you know where they were? You guys know where they were? You do? Okay. Where? Strip club, right? Strip club. So the last thing they wanted to do wasn't to talk, you know, phone their family and say, hey, we want to tell you, we love you. Allahu Akbar. Oh, no, that's what they say when they kill people. You know, Assalamu Alaikum, we love you. We will see you in heaven with our virgins and blah, blah, blah. And be good. But be sure to study your Quran. Let me talk to the children. Children, talk to the Quran. Speak to the Quran. Go to the mosque. Be good with your mothers. Blah, blah, blah. No! They go to freaking strip clubs. Yeah. The pious, very religious, religion of peace people. Before we're going to go ram our planes, you know, hijack planes and ram them into the World Trade Center, let's go see if we can hang out with some strippers. And you know I don't know for a fact, but you know they probably had prostitutes and all that. I'll tell you a quick story. A friend of mine worked at the Beverly Hills Hotel. And he says, the royal family, the Saudi royal family, came. And I don't know who was in attendance, prince, because, you know, there's a bunch of them. And he says, the men were on one floor, the women were on another floor. That was the one thing. And he says, you know, they had a lot of the hotel. And I think they rented it completely out, like the floors for the women, floor for the men. I don't know how many were traveling. But my buddy's name is Terry, and he managed that hotel, was a night manager or whatever. He says they check in, and it's just a big deal. And he says the bellman would fight for who got to go up to take care of him, because no matter when you went up, if they needed toothpaste, they gave you $100 bill or more. Could you please bring up an extra towels? Thank you very much. You bring towels, $100, $200. So these guys were fighting to get up there. But Terry says, so men are on one floor, women are on the other. He said, I've never seen so many call girls at our hotel at any given time. He said, because the men were on their own floor, the concierge would bring these girls up, disperse them to the rooms, and bada bing, bada boom. And as Elaine said in Seinfeld, yada, 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 you know, whatever. So, these guys, and by the way, why is on the floor beneath them? So, it isn't one of these things where, well, we were having special circumstances. It was anal jihad. It was wartime. Whatever. No. There was nothing going on to disrupt you from going downstairs and having a conjugal visit or asking your wife to come. I don't know how all that works out in their so-called religion, but there was nothing preventing them. And Terry said, it was like that the entire time. And it was mum's the word, and the staff is getting, he goes, people love working on the night that the Saudis come, because the concierge probably makes as much money in that night as he makes all month. That's how bad it is. So, look, I don't care one way or the other how people look at this. I'm just saying, do thyself be true and stop lying about what you are. Your number one dude had a porn stash that rivaled Hugh Hefner's. We'll be back.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177, or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. And when your identity is hacked, it's a nightmare. Hi everyone, Paul with Liberty ID. Did you know that children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Is your family prepared? Identity monitoring will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does. Here's an exciting offer for listeners to this station. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. That's right, $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. Prepare your family for less than half what other companies charge for only monitoring. LibertyID.com, promo code free trial. LibertyID.com, the name in identity theft restoration.
Putting an end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, it's the Kevin Jackson Show, 844-551-8255, author of Race Pimping. If you read that book, I swear to you, you will say to yourself, this is, Kevin, how did you know all this stuff? It's like I'm psychic. And you will get such enjoyment because it'll make you understand all the crap that we currently are going through with all these leftists. You know, what's going on in St. Louis? You know what's really funny? Leftists don't protest inner city blight. They don't protest bad schools for black kids. Have you seen one of those? Leftists don't protest when black people kill other black people. Now, you may occasionally see some black men in a black men's organization who will go out and say, look, we got to stand up and do this, that, and the other. Now, you won't see an organized protest. George Soros doesn't fund that. George Soros isn't going to protest the notion that Planned Parenthood, an organization founded to get rid of Negroes, is in predominantly Negro neighborhoods, killing babies, black babies at 300%, you know, per capita of the population. And you're never going to see a protest over that. No way. You're never going to see a protest over black people who are brutalizing society in general. You're never going to see a protest over the notion that black businesses are not in black neighborhood, in neighborhoods where black people tend to assimilate. I don't believe in things like a black neighborhood. I think that's ridiculous. To say, oh, well, you know, there's a black neighborhood. I use the term, but I think it's so nondescript in the sense that we can live anywhere. Why is it we congregate? Now, I lived in St. Louis in a black neighborhood. I chose to. I wanted to help the neighborhood. I didn't go there like, I'm going to help the poor indigenous black folks. No. I said, I'm going to try to give this neighborhood an economic development by participating in it. Meeting the people, knowing who they are, being a good neighbor. There was a guy that owned a, I don't know who owned it, but he had a business up there. He had a laundromat. I'd go up there, you know, wash my dog's bed, you know, use the big machine so we could just wash blankets and stuff like that. I'd use it, I don't know, you know, one time every quarter or so. There was a bar restaurant, ate at the bar restaurant. It was owned by a guy named Dan. They opened up another bar restaurant across the way. I got involved, you know, went to that one. There was a coffee shop owned by a black lady from Chicago named Debbie. And I know for a fact I was probably one of Debbie. If I wasn't Debbie's biggest customer, I was one of them. Top five, easy. She finally sold it, but I was Debbie's client for quite a while. So I did that. And for my efforts, you know, they broke into my car five times. They stole my, you know, barbecue pit. Stole my the sprinkler nozzle off my hose one day. Some crackhead. Just, you know, it's crazy stuff. But, you know, but the point, look, it doesn't matter what I talk about in the black neighborhood. If it's bad in the black neighborhoods, nobody protests. Other than white cops killing black men in the black neighborhoods or in anywhere, that's the only thing that gets protested. They don't care. And these blacks in St. Louis and elsewhere, they're like, we're going to make them pay. We're going to make them pay with money. Yeah, we're going to make them pay, all right, because doggone it, you know, we're going to make them pay. And so now they're out, you know, protesting businesses and stopping all the things that need to be happening, you know, all these things that are going on around the country. I'm sorry, in the city. They're like going to the malls and there'll be economic development hell, you know, to pay. Because that's going to help the city in triage that's gone from 850,000 people to around 318,000. You know, I talked about some of these stats the other day that the St. Louis metro area has fallen to 77% of that of Metro New York in terms of your dollar to theirs. We talk about women not making as much money as men, right? St. Louis doesn't make as much money. A St. Louisan doesn't make as much money as a New Yorker. They're both cities. It was 89% of what New York made in 1979. Now it's 77%. Keep it up, it'll be 62%. And then, eventually, it'll be 32, 31%. And not that New York is doing any great shakes itself. These bigger cities like Chicago and New York, there's a handful of them that are crown jewels. So, nobody, you know, they're almost untouchable in terms of inflation and all that because they have a huge tourist thing. Like, New York has the UN to support it. They get consulates and things like that. That's the reason why they survive. So St. Louis is in a tailspin. I talked about it on TV. You guys may have seen me doing a little bit of media these days. In a tailspin. I don't blame Ferguson for this, nor do I blame this incident with Anthony Smith. The death spiral has been occurring since the 50s. And the common thread is very simple. The common thread is Democrats. People know that. And St. Louis isn't alone in that. Big cities outside of huge metro areas find themselves in the same death throes as St. Louis, but St. Louis now has the added distinction of being the mother of Ferguson. The Ferguson effect, as it were. And once a city gets the reputation of being a hotbed of racial tension, death comes quicker. And that's what's happening to St. Louis. If things don't change for St. Louis, you know, it'll continue. It's funny, I was looking at Cleveland or Baltimore, one of them, and they actually said, like, it can survive as a smaller city. Because, to put it in perspective, Baltimore has been losing, I believe this is the case of Baltimore. They've been losing 23 people a day for 43 years straight. They've lost half their population in the last, you know, so they were roughly a million. They've lost 300 and something thousand people in the last three decades. How do you survive? I mentioned, I can tell you this about Baltimore. Baltimore is having the same problem. That Baltimore was well over a million people. It's under, finally fell under 600,000. It was 618,000 the last time I looked, and it was still going down. And I believe the last census, they've measured since Freddie Gray, they say they're now at 589,000. They've now gone under the 600,000 mark. These cities are dying. Now, that's a good thing for us, because the cities, the only thing propping these cities up, believe it or not, colleges and universities. Maybe the hospital system, in the case of Baltimore, Johns Hopkins is, but the colleges and universities, city government, colleges and universities, they're losing manufacturing, they're losing their client base because they're so nutty. And they won't do anything about it. Crime ran through the roof. Look at the statistics, folks, in almost any major city in the country. And during the time of Obama, crime escalated at least double digits. So what do you say to that? You got rabble-rousers now in every city. They think they can build their reputation by essentially fomenting more and more, you know, racial incidents and all this. And the thing that bugs me the most, and I've said it before and I'll say it again, pick your icons carefully. Anthony Lamar Smith is not a person you should be fighting over trying to make a point. It's very simple. He's a heroin dealer. And I keep coming back to this notion that if we will elevate a heroin dealer to a cause of civil rights, it's going to make you look bad. If that kid was a good kid, truly going to college, had done nothing wrong, and a cop shot him the way, you know, they described for this officer Stockley, we all protest. Conservatives are with you. But when you lampoon, you make a mockery of something like this, you're not going to get people to want to support it. And that's where we are. And I'll be honest with you. You know, I want to leave it to the lefties. I've got a house in St. Louis that I want to get sold. Because I'm looking at companies in there that these venerable companies that have been around for a lot of years, Stifel Nicholas, emptying out its offices, Wells Fargo, etc., on the day of that verdict. And I say to myself, going from 23 Fortune 500 companies down to 9 since 1980 doesn't bode well for this city. And it's time. If you're smart, you're going to do what I'm doing, and you're going to cash out. Anyway, I find this disturbing, folks, and I know we talked about it a lot today, but wanted to get it off my chest. Anyway, we'll be back tomorrow. We got a lot of things to talk about, so we'll see you then, right?
Won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.